Welcome to Catholic Mass Today, Reflections on the Gospel. I've got a question for you. Have you ever felt abandoned by God? Have you ever felt he let you down? And if you've ever felt that way, I just want to let you know, I think you're in good company. Because I'm sure the apostles in today's gospel on Divine Mercy Sunday felt exactly that way. Think about what's going on in their life up to this point. They've given up everything to follow Jesus. They've given up their business. They've given up their families. They've even given up their religious way of life, all to follow this man, Jesus. And the picture of the future that they have all rests on this man, Jesus. And what does Jesus do? Well, he gets in trouble with the authorities. And then he ends up getting nailed to the cross. And on that Good Friday, all their good dreams died with Jesus. Have you ever felt let down by God? I'm sure the apostles know exactly what this is like. And I'm sure they felt they were being faithful to God because they had followed Jesus, they'd given up everything, and now everything is turned into disarray. And what did the apostles do? What's their first response? In this darkness, they go and they lock themselves in a room. In other words, they're in lockdown. Does that sound familiar? They are not in their businesses. They're not with their families. Their religious, traditional way of life has been taken from them, and they're not going back to that. And it's in this context that Jesus goes into that locked room, appears to him. The resurrected Christ appears to them. And the first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you." Now, let's put this into context. When was the last time Jesus saw all his boys together? Well, the last time that they were all together was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And you might be thinking, well, Judas wasn't there. Oh, yes, he was. There was a reunion. Jesus entered in with 11. The 12th showed up. Jesus, when he went into the garden, he threw himself down on the ground to pray. The apostles threw themselves down on the ground and they slept. What a contrast. Jesus prays while they sleep. And in this context, Judas comes with all these men. And there's all this confusion and this blackness. And I imagine that the apostles wake up and they wipe the sleep out of their eyes, and their sweet dreams are about to be turned into a nightmare. And Jesus stands in front of his men and says, "Who are you looking for?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus identifies himself and says, "I am he." And coming forth from that black mob is Judas. And I imagine Jesus looking right into his eyes. But Judas is not looking for Jesus' eyes. He's looking for the cheek. And at that sign, the soldiers converge upon Jesus and they arrest him. And as they're arresting him, I imagine Jesus looks over his shoulder, and the last thing he sees of his men, his apostles, his friends, the last thing he sees is the back of their heads and the soles of their feet as they run out on him. And it is in this context the apostles find themselves in a locked room. They're afraid. They're in preservation mode. They're trying to preserve their life. Why? Because they're on the next hit list of the Jewish authorities. I mean, they got Jesus. They're next. So they're preserving their life. They're hiding in this room. Jesus goes into the room. The first thing that Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Now, I don't know about you, but if I was Jesus, I could think of a lot of other things to say than, "Peace, boys." You know, how about this? "Where were ya? Guys, I spent 3 years with you, and this is how you treat me? I mean, guys, did not you see the eyes of the blind open, the lame walk, and the dead were raised? Peter, did you not see me transfigured in my glory on the Mount of Transfiguration? Gentlemen, can you tell me any time within the last 3 years that you were in need, and I did not come through for you? Why then would you run out on me when I needed you most?" You see, if I was Jesus, I would kind of be ticked off, a little disappointed, angry, but not Jesus. No, the very first thing that he says is, "Peace be with you." And what is he doing? He's reconciling with the ones he loves, the ones who ran out on him, the ones that are in lockdown, hiding in a room, trying to preserve their life. Does that sound familiar to you? Maybe right now you find yourself in a locked room. We're trying to preserve our life. We're doing the best we can. We can't go to our businesses. We're disconnected from our families. And what does Jesus do on this Divine Mercy Sunday? I believe he does this. He goes right into that locked room where you are at right now and says, "Peace be with you." He wants to go into those areas of our life where we have that locked room of shame, where we are shameful of the things we have done and the things that we have failed to do. And he wants to say, "Peace be with you." He wants to go into those areas of our life where we're afraid. The locked room of fear. He wants to go into it, bust it open with these words, "Peace be with you." And he wants to go into those areas of our life where we've just ran out on him. And reconcile us. Heal our hearts. This is, I believe, the word Jesus wants to say on Divine Mercy Sunday. So how should we respond? Number one, let's just make a good act of contrition, examining the hearts to see which ways have we abandoned Christ like the apostles abandoned Jesus. Just ask his forgiveness. Number two, make a firm resolution to go to the sacrament of confession whenever it becomes available. And number three, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, say the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, entrusting ourselves over to the mercy of God. And then the peace of Christ will bloom in our life. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching.